It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Lots of news about RFI English. Starting tomorrow, you'll be treated to an all-new Paris Live morning program. And if that's not enough, we're adding broadcast hours, too. Our afternoon programs are back. It's Paris Live PM, and you're going to love it. There'll be news, views, special guests, and more. Paris Live PM, afternoon programs you won't want to miss. Also during the day, we'll be broadcasting the latest news from our sister television channel, France 24. Your weekly rendezvous with the Sound Kitchen stays on Saturday, but the broadcast times will change. Starting next week, April 4th, you can tune into the Sound Kitchen at 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time. And it'll be a little bit longer, yippee! More time for your letters and essays, so to your pens. Follow us online at english.rfi.fr for all the details. And to reach the hosts of Paris Live PM, write Paris Live at rfi.fr. That's Paris Live, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 14th of February, I asked you a question about Nigeria's presidential elections, which were originally scheduled for that day. The polls were postponed. Concerns over security were cited as the reason. And today is the day Nigerians are voting. But you all know that because RFI English's Rosie Collier is there, and you've been listening to her reports all week on our news programs, right? For the February 14th quiz, I asked you to write in with the names of the top two most likely to win presidential contenders in Nigeria and the names of their political parties. The answer is the incumbent Nigeria's standing president, Goodluck Jonathan. His People's Democratic Party has dominated Nigerian politics since civilian rule was restored in 1999. Goodluck Jonathan is running against Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress. The election results are expected to be announced in a couple of days. The winners this week are Baimba Tejan from Monrovia, Liberia, and Mrs. Swarna Katan of the Lolona Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. From Banjul, the Gambia, Fansu Bolongjana is a winner this week, as is Wirisi Divine Peters Bobonka from Bamenda, Cameroon. And rounding out the list of this week's winners is Jayanta Chakrabarty, an RFI Listeners Club member who lives in New Delhi, India. Jayanta Chakrabarty took a few minutes and wrote a letter along with his quiz question, something I always appreciate, and I know you do too, so do it. I always send a little something extra to listeners who take the time to write a real letter, if that will tempt you to pick up your pen. Jayanta Chakrabarty wrote, "I would like to share with RFI listeners an encouraging story about a cooperative initiative between French and Indian women scientists. CEFIPRA, an Indo-French Center for the Promotion of Advanced Research, along with various governmental agencies from both countries, provides grants for collaborative projects between Indian and French women researchers. The scientists travel to and work in both countries. Their projects include stem cell science, physics, cosmology, nanomaterials, material science, and mathematics. Notable achievements of women scientists in this Indo-French participation include designing nanomaterials, space research, and the effects of malnutrition on brain development. That's a great initiative. Girl power! Thanks to RFI Listeners Club member Jayanta Chakrabarty for telling us about it, and thanks to everyone who wrote in. And of course, congratulations to this week's winners. And now for this week's quiz, let's stay with elections, but this time here in France. Last Sunday, the French voted in local elections, the département, as they are called, where issues such as school and welfare budgets are decided. I want you to write in and tell me the results of the first round of France's local elections last Sunday. Of the three major parties, who came in first, who came in second, and who came in third? In last Sunday's first round of local elections here in France, write in with the results of France's three major political parties. Tomorrow, the French will again go to the urns for the second round of voting. Get your answers in by the 27th of April, and be sure to tune in on May 2nd to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you send your postal address in with your answer, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
That's all for today. Before we go, I want to thank Mr. Mohammed El Said Abd El Rahim from El Sharqa, Egypt, for his delightful virtual breakfast. I had one of the best notes I've had in a long time from Mr. El Rahim, in which he invited me to take breakfast with him and included a photo of the meal. We had yogurt, apples, bread, soft-boiled eggs in very pretty egg cups.
Yummy.
Yep. As Mathilde says, yummy. Thanks to this week's Sound Kitchen engineer, Nicolas Doro, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next week at our new times, 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Ay, qué tristeza me da cuando te llenas de orgullo de ver a mi corazón enredado con el tuyo. Quien te lo evite, mejor me separaré. Por ahí va la despedida, chinito por tus quereres. La perdición de los hombres son las benditas mujeres, y aquí se ha